Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
If you are looking for some fabulous vegan and vegetarian cuisine, I've got the place for you. It is happycow.net. And joining us is Glenn Merzer. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, Lisa.
And Andrea.
Hello,
here as well.
Glenn. Yes.
Hello, Lisa and Andrea.
Glenn, let's talk a little bit about happycow.net. And then I'd love to jump into talking about the brand new book that you folks have.
Okay. HappyCow.net is a website where people can find veg resources around the world. So vegetarian restaurants and vegetarian bed and breakfasts and so forth.
You know, I'd love you to define for me something, Glenn. Define what to you, or I guess what, in your opinion, is vegetarian. So obviously there's vegetarian, there's vegan. So for your resources, what would vegetarian encompass?
Well, most people define vegetarian as not eating any flesh foods, and vegan as not eating any animal foods at all. So therefore, the big difference would be vegan would be not eating dairy for most people. So people consider themselves vegetarian if they still make the mistake of having dairy products. Some people consider themselves vegetarian, don't ask me to explain this, if they still make the mistake of eating eggs, but vegan is no animal products, and that's the way the human body was designed, and that's what all human beings should be.
All right, let's talk about the Happy Cow Cookbook. You've got recipes from top-rated vegan restaurants around the world, so that way if you... Let's say you were traveling somewhere and you went to this restaurant that was so awesome and you're like, geez, I wish I could have that dish again. Well, perhaps you can, right? You took dishes from a bunch of different restaurants. Tell us the process.
Well, Eric Brent and I, Eric is the founder of HappyCow.net. We looked over the website, which has ratings from Happy Cow members who go to vegetarian restaurants around the world. And we chose the most highly rated vegan restaurants around the world. We contacted them and asked them if they'd like to be in the cookbook and like to supply one or two or three recipes. So that's how we compiled the book.
I see. Well, what are some of your favorite recipes in the book?
Well, for example, there's a recipe called Wild Forest. That's from a restaurant called Plant in Asheville, North Carolina, and the recipe involves potatoes and wild mushrooms and tofu, and it's just a very sort of exotic and delicious dish.
So, Glenn, what got you into this? Like, what made you interested in, I guess, doing this work?
Well, when I was a teenager, all my relatives began dying of heart attacks. I had two uncles who died, one in his 40s, one in his 50s. And my grandparents were dead before I was born. And all on my father's side of the family, all my male relatives, all the males on my father's side of the family died in their 50s. So I became a vegetarian at 17. I had been thinking about it for about a year, and one day, the first day of summer vacation, I got up in the morning and I decided to take the plunge, and I had an English muffin with jam for breakfast, and my old buddy Dave called me, and I said, "Hey, Dave, congratulate me, I became a vegetarian." And he said, "Hey, that's great. Congratulations. Since when?" And I said, "Well, since breakfast." And he laughed at me. And it's a good thing he laughed at me, because I've now had 41 years of meals without dead animals since that English muffin.
You know, it's so interesting.
Cool, actually.
You know, we interview, Glenn, I mean, the reason we're laughing, we interview a lot of different people on our show, and we've got people who are vegan, who are, you know, are very opposed to any animal, like you were saying, any animal protein or anything that comes from animal. We have vegetarians. We have people who are on the opposite side from like the paleo diet. And I always find it interesting to speak to people, you know, in terms of how they love to eat. I would love to know a little bit, you know, obviously you mentioned, you know, dead animals, or, you know, you're obviously very passionate about being a vegetarian. So if you're not vegan, what are you still consuming from an animal? Are you still eating dairy? Is that it?
Well, if a person, not me, but if a person is vegetarian but not vegan, that person might still be consuming dairy and things like whey protein, dairy protein, you know, or other animal products, that, you know, whatever, goat milk or whatever. You know, it's just a crazy mistake to consume dairy. It's the in America, we are the fattest, sickest population ever to walk the earth. It's important that people understand that. We're the single fattest, sickest population ever to walk the earth. And we've gotten that way with a whole bunch of scientists and government bureaucracies advising us to eat dairy. Dairy is about as unhealthy a thing as you could possibly consume. Who would imagine that would anybody go under a cow and suckle from its teats? I mean, it's obviously cow milk, to state what should be obvious, is designed for baby calves. It's designed to grow them to be 400 pounds in a couple of months. It's a terribly poisonous product for human beings to consume.
You know, it's funny. Sorry, I'm going to let you talk about eggs for a second before we move on to eggs. You know, I actually went off dairy many years ago because even since I was a kid, I remember, Glenn, sitting at the table with my family, and I used to complain my mom would serve us whatever cereal or whatever it was that had dairy in it, and afterwards I would always complain that I had a stomach ache, and she would say to me, oh, you know, it's in your head, or back then nobody knew about, you know, allergies, right, like we knew today, and I was always lactose intolerant. And then one day when I was pregnant with my third baby, or no, it was before that, I think my second, mm-hmm. I decided that that was it, no more dairy. Like, I was done. I had read an article, I think it was by Christine Northrup, and she had said that nobody over the age of 35, especially women, should be consuming dairy because it has something called galactose in it, which has been shown to lead to certain types of cancers. And I remember after reading that, I was like, you know what, I am done. Plus, it never felt good, right? So, anyways, I agree with
right.
you with dairy.
Well, chart of consumption of dairy around the world, the nations that consume a lot of dairy versus the nations that don't, and you compare that with the rates of breast cancer and other forms of cancer, dairy is just directly related. The more the consumption of dairy goes up, the more the incidence of cancer goes up, particularly breast cancer. Similarly, believe it or not, you go around the world and you look at the charts of osteoporosis. Now, they say milk helps you build strong bones, right? Well, wherever people in the world, like the United States, have a lot of dairy, they've got a lot of osteoporosis. Milk destroys your bones because the acidic animal protein within the milk has to be neutralized, and it's neutralized by the body leaching calcium out of your bones to neutralize the acid before you urinate. So
we definitely agree, Glenn, and we're on the same page. You know, I think that, plus it's pro-inflammatory, which is another reason we don't want to eat dairy.
And it's
we're out of time today, Glenn. I apologize for having to cut you off, but we're out of time, and I want to let people know where they could find out more about you. At Happy Cow, you could follow Glenn at Happy Cow. I'm Andrea Donsky with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on your Radio MD. Thanks.